With SRN News, I'm John Scott. According to a local hospital, a single passenger survived the fiery crash of an Air India passenger plane. The plane went down shortly after it took off from Ahmedabad for London, with more than 240 people on board. The airline has said there were no other survivors. The cause of the crash is under investigation. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky says he'll propose a drastic reduction in funding for border security in the Senate version of the Big Beautiful Bill. Bob Agnew reports.
The House version of the bill calls for some $150 billion for border security, but Paul, who chairs the Senate Homeland Security Committee, says only about half that will be needed. He says that's especially true since border crossings have already plummeted after President Trump was reelected. Just one reason Paul believes his committee can trim tens of billions of dollars from the House bill. Bob Agnew reporting.
The United States is reducing its staffing presence in the Mideast as tensions rise. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
Non-essential personnel at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad and their families have been ordered to leave because of the potential for regional unrest. The State Department also is authorizing the departure of non-essential personnel and family members from Bahrain and Kuwait. President Trump said they are being moved out because it could be a dangerous place. The move comes as U.S. nuclear talks with Iran appear to have hit an impasse. Greg Clugston, Washington.
At least four people are dead in San Antonio. That's after heavy rains flooded highways and stranded motorists. Fire officials say they're still searching for two people who are missing. Crews made dozens of water rescues. That's after heavy rains flooded highways and stranded the motorists. On Wall Street, the Dow had 69 points, the NASDAQ adding 67. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham heading back to the United Kingdom.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel at Royal Victoria Dock on Saturday, June 21st. He will be accompanied by Christian music stars, including Michael W. Smith and C.C. Winans. It's all part of Graham's international God Loves You tour, which is taking him to several foreign countries this year. His father, Billy, conducted the first international crusade of his career in London in 1954. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Montana's Supreme Court has struck down several pro-life laws, including the state's 20-week abortion ban. The state's high court says in the ruling that the Montana Constitution includes a right to be left alone and to have access to abortion. And the justices rule that this right is not affected by the 2022 U.S. Supreme Court ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade. Voters have also enshrined abortion in the Montana Constitution. This is SRN News. Flooding in South Africa.
Rescue teams have begun a third day searching for missing people after floods devastated part of South Africa's rural Eastern Cape province. Authorities said they expected the death toll to rise. The missing included four high school students who were swept away when their bus was caught up in the floods near a river on Tuesday. Six students on the bus were confirmed dead, while three were rescued after clinging onto trees and calling out for help. I'm Karen Chemas.
It's an ongoing debate. Experts are weighing in whether you should sleep with your pet.
Lots of people allow their pets to sleep on the bed with them. Is that a good idea? Those in the know say it all depends. Now, a dog or a cat would be okay, but if your pet is, say, a 12-foot boa constrictor, you might want to reconsider. Nevertheless, experts do say allowing Fido or Fluffy to sleep in your bed may be harmful.
More on these stories at townhall.com.